we've got the longest continual, most dogged researcher to JFK, the main consultant on the film JFK, worked with Jim Mars on that, and Oliver Stone, with us for another 20 minutes. And I want to get to Greg and Ray and Nelson and others that are patiently holding. But I want to get a few questions out of the way that I haven't got to yet. First off, you got cut off by the break. Sorry, with satellites and syndication, we can't push breaks back, so I apologize, Mr. Groden. Robert Groden, you were trying to make a point. We're talking about Dan Rather. Shane Kennedy was thrown forward from being shot in the back of the head. And, you know, just total bull on the Subritter film. When it finally came out, you know, he's lunging backwards. I mean, you know, he's being smacked and then being pushed back and the whole back of his head blowing out. So go ahead.
Well, see, that's the whole point. You know, back in those days, we believed everything they told us. Nobody would dare ever question Dan Rather or Walter Cronkite or anybody like that. And that's the problem. It wasn't true, but they knew we'd never get to see the Zapruder film. They knew in their heart of hearts that they wouldn't get caught.
And that's why somebody like a Cronkite or a Rather are put in those positions, because they've already lied over and over again. They've already shown that they'll do whatever they're told. But, I mean, I wonder what Rather was thinking, going out there and lying and knowing they'd killed Kennedy.
Well, you know, he built his career on that. He became a national figure because of that. Before that, he was just local here in Dallas. It was nothing. But he became their trusted guy.
The establishment said, oh, he'll play football, play ball.
Yeah, and he did. And when I released the Zapruder film back in 1975, he very soon thereafter made the statement in his book, The Camera Never Blinks, that he had simply made an honest mistake. Well, he made a mistake, but there was nothing honest about it. Now, in answer to your last caller's question, you know, semantics is extremely important. And you can't say he was thrown to the left or to the right or the front or the rear as that kind of a mistake. He was thrown to the rear, period. There's no question about that.
Explosive. It just slams him back. I mean, it's...
Exactly. But by that time, I'm sure that Rather was told that the public would never have a chance to see the Zapruder film.
Well, what about all the witnesses? Exactly. He knew they'd never see it, so he went ahead and said it. They didn't know that you had secured it out. How did you sneak that out?
Well, it wasn't so much a matter of being able to sneak it out, per se, although I guess it kind of was. Here's the situation. I had gotten my hands on the film in 1969, and I only told specific researchers in the Kennedy case, a small number of researchers, about what I had and showed them what I had. It was just a small group of people. In 1970...
You don't want to talk about how you got your hands on it?
Well, I worked for a company in New York. We did work for Life magazine. We blew it up from 8mm to 35mm for Life magazine. They wanted to see what kind of resolution they could get out of it. This is something that had never, ever been done before. No one had ever blown up 8mm to 35 like this. So I made an extra copy.
Yeah.
And,
thank God.
And that, well, I say that too, because if, you know, I thought that sooner or later they would release it, but they never did.
But it probably would have been doctored, though.
Well, the thing is that to this very day, I'm convinced that the film never would have been released if I hadn't been the one to release it. And you know, it was a gamble.
How'd you get the photos with his head blown off?
Well, I worked for the government for 3 years, and I worked as a photo analyst. And part of the things I worked on were those photographs, and that's about as much as I'm kind of willing to say.
Man, just amazing that you've been able to ferret all this out. I mean, folks, the whole back of his head blows out, and I'll assure you. Go out to East Texas, go shoot a wild hog in the whatever side you shoot, tiny hole, on the other side, if it's a high-powered rifle, looks just like Kennedy's head. Okay? It's real simple. We'll be right back with our guest.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Sole Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Sole Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Sole Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Sole Smile. Order some today at SoleSmile.com. That's SoleySmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to go to Greg, Ray, Nelson, Ronnie, and others for Robert Groden. But I wanted to bring Aaron Dykes in. He's been working with me for now 2 years off and on. 2 years since we've been working on a JFK film quietly in the background while we were making other films. And he had a few quick questions for you here on air, Mr. Groden. So go ahead and ask your questions, Aaron Dykes.
Yeah, my question was basically in terms of the top suspects that Howard Hunt names, William Harvey and other CIA figures. How well does that fit in with the fact that they were doing coups in all these third world countries, that their jobs were to overthrow leaders?
Yeah, that's who the government would go to.
The program was even called Executive Action, I believe. Or at least that was one of the programs, the ZR rifle program. What can you say about that in terms of how it fits into the assassination?
Oh, absolutely. These were the people with the motive, opportunity, and means to do it. They had the practice, they had the experience, and they had the money. There's no question in my mind that these were among the guilty parties. They may not have been alone. They may have had support in other areas from perhaps specific politicians or mobsters or what have you. But, yeah, it would have been impossible. For instance, let me say, the government stated in 1979 that it was the mob that was responsible for the assassination. Well, they might very well have been to some degree, but can you imagine some mobsters in Chicago or Miami or New Orleans having the power to control the investigations through the years to get Oswald killed
And the media and the FBI, look, it's and the public has been ignorant on this. Now they kind of understand it. The CIA, when it was OSS and every other intelligence agency, British intelligence going back 300 years, they always use local crime rings in any area. They're smuggling or getting out data or information. They always use the local criminal networks because they know the lay of the land. And it gives plausible deniability.
Well, with all of that and everything that you just said is absolutely true. The other thing, though, is by bringing them in, they prevent themselves from being victims of blackmail later on. Because by being able to link the mob organizations with them, then they would be basically it's an insurance policy.
It's a corruption. Yeah, I mean, that's what corruption is all about. It's not just getting money and stealing. It's about corrupting. It's about getting others in on the corruption.
Yeah. So I agree. Yes, absolutely. I have absolutely no problem believing that the people that you mentioned were involved in this.
Well, we just it's just amazing. Aaron, you had some other questions?
No, just on that general idea. It's just they were even in their specific roles. Hunt says William Harvey was overseeing it as kind of the supervisor. He was the supervisor of the executive action program, and Hunt was kind of the sub-manager of that, more on the ground. It's just the players he says were involved were specifically in their same roles they did in other countries.
Now I'm going to play that world-exclusive video coming up at the bottom of the hour right when our guest leaves us. He's pretty amenable. I'll probably twist his arm to the bottom of the hour another 18 minutes. Or so. Stay here, Aaron, because I know you may have more questions. I've got a few questions here before we take these final calls for Robert Grodin, probably the premier, you know, credible researcher on JFK. Robert George H.W. Bush, we know he'd been involved in the CIA. We know he was involved with some Bay of Pigs operations and using some oil platforms as fronts. You know, Skull and Bones is what CIA was founded out of. And then, you know, he just wasn't made director in the 70s, you know, out of a falling off a turnip truck. And then there's that famous photo, which is a spitting image of him, even the same mannerisms. But do you think there's any credibility to that?
You mean that he was actually in Dealey Plaza?
Yes, or involved in any way.
Well, we know that he was in Texas that day, most probably, almost to a certainty in Dallas. But we also know that he was flown to Washington, D.C. the next day, which got him out of here. I am not in any way, shape, manner, or form a fan of either one of the Bushes. We know that Bush, when he was being picked as the director of the CIA, he lied to Congress and said he had never worked for the CIA, when in fact we know he had prior to the to his being named director.
Now we have FBI files and letters and list that evidence.
Well, again, you know, we have documents relating to the Kennedy assassination, which mention George H.W. Bush of the CIA.
And they say that's another George H.W. Bush in Texas.
Just, yeah. You know. Yeah. Which is absurd.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's no end to it. There's no end to these people.
I mean, one question that's always crossed my mind in relation to what you had just mentioned is, if Bush was willing to lie to Congress, to commit perjury over working for the CIA, you have to ask yourself, why? You know, what was so important that he keep secret about
it? Yeah, why not say, hey, because that was the criticism, is that he never had any intelligence background.
Well,
no, suddenly just going to be the director out of nowhere, and they were saying, why? Well, and exactly, why wouldn't he say, oh, yeah, I work for the agency?
Well, that's the whole point. You have to ask yourself, why would he take the risk of lying about it? And that's a question that still to this day hasn't been answered. He still hasn't fessed up.
Well, that gives him a lot of cachet. I think clearly involved. I think that photo, and there's no doubt in my mind, it's him. But
could well be.
That certainly gave him a lot of cred with the boys, making his bones, just being involved. Oh boy, they're at the school books depository building. Okay, let's take some calls here. Greg in New York, you're on the air with Robert Grodin.
Hey, Al. Hey, Robert. How are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Great, thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to call myself an American, to know people like yourself. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm also an expert, and I've been a stockbroker in New York for over 14 years. and I've studied the Federal Reserve for a very long time. And I have heard some things about why JFK got shot, because he was going to basically sign Form 1110, which was to abolish the Federal Reserve.
Well, he made a lot of people mad. I mean, that's why they whacked him.
Well, my biggest thing, and I see, and I've been warning people for many years, not to let them force a global economy, because basically what they're looking to do is basically put everybody on the breadline. And
no, that's it. They can have worldwide inflation and control things and consolidate. We have their own documents.
Not only that, but what people don't understand, and people are afraid, they're all sheep. I mean, they call it sheep, and the reason they call it sheep is because most people don't think like you and Robert. Most people don't think as individuals. They think in groups.
Well, they think that what they think is reality, and so they decide to say everything's fine and rationalize it. They're actually pretty smart. It's just they're cowards. And a coward doesn't just cower and hide. They lie to themselves.
Well, as the great William Cooper said, God rest his soul, was listen to everyone, read everything, believe no one, and research everything, and do your own research. And that's exactly what you guys are doing. And the point of the matter is these people control, the Federal Reserve controls the food prices, they control what you pay at the pump for gas, they control your mortgage, they control the tax on your property. These people control every aspect of the dollar. And when people start to realize that and research that for themselves, everything else that you talk about on your show is so easy to see.
I hear you. Do you have a question for Robert Grodin?
Yes. Basically, my question is do you feel that because JFK tried to abolish the Federal Reserve, that is one of the biggest reasons that he was murdered?
I think that that's one of the reasons why he may have been, yes. I think that what I've done through the years is I've had to weigh the different potential motives. And to me, the Vietnam War seems to be the greatest motive, but it doesn't eliminate that as being a very strong.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of troughs they wanted to suck out of and a bunch of other things they wanted to shut down that Kennedy was doing.
So my feeling is, yes, it may very well have had a lot to do with it. I would never eliminate that as a potential. But
okay.
When people ask me why was the president killed, I said that there's a lot of reasons why, but that as far as I can see, and from all my years of doing this, the greatest motivation with the most logic behind it is the Vietnam War. But it's not the only reason.
All right, Greg, thanks for the call. Ray, Nelson, and Ronnie, we're going to get to you when we come back, but in the last segment with our guest. But Robert Grodin, I don't want to spend too long on this. I mean, I am just a huge fan of JFK. I think it's a great film. You consulted on it. I know you know Oliver Stone well. He puts out the Towers movie, which reinforces the official story. Now he puts out W, that makes W like an idiot savant who people were mean to. And, you know, he really thought there were WMDs, and the CIA made a mistake. I mean, it's all a huge whitewash from what we know. And very slick propaganda, because it's done, you know, in a way to make fun of Bush, but it really rehabilitates him. What has happened to Oliver Stone? I've been told by Hollywood insiders that it's all the drug convictions that they're basically threatening him. I mean, do you have any comment on that?
Honestly, I really kind of don't. Ollie did a great job with JFK. I was very, very proud to be a part of it. I would not have traded the opportunity. I wish, like heck, that he would do JFK 2 and tell the rest of the story, because the first movie is only not even the first half. We've learned so much more since the time period covered by that first movie. I love the first movie. I think it's one of the best things ever done.
I agree.
And was so proud to be part of it. But without JFK 2 to tell the rest of the story, the public will never know what the rest of the story truly is. And, you know, how the case got to where it is now, how the actual evidence had been released. You know, when you look at the overall picture, Jim Garrison was a hero. He did an awful lot. He put his whole life on the line to do this. But they controlled him. They controlled the investigation, and he lost. The second one, which led to the House Assassinations Committee, which admitted that the conspiracy, that was much more of a success overall. And that part of the story has not been told.
I want to talk about briefly Jim Garrison, the man, when we get back with our guest. Just an incredible interview that we're having with Robert Grodin. We'll also tell you about some of his films and books and materials that are all must-haves. Aaron Deitch is also with us. Man, I don't want to let it go. I'm going to twist some arms nicely here and see if we can keep me here longer. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Ray Nelson, Ronnie, we're going to get to you because our guest is going to stay till about 40 after with us. It's too important. Then I'm going to play that audio from the exclusive video that was just released last night of E. Howard Hunt. Not just the audio. You'll hear the audio of the new video. That's up on Infowars.com right now. There's also a press release out. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura to host Anti-War Pro Peace Event. I need to call Paul and have him add that we'll also be giving speeches, not just a question and answer. I forgot to tell him that in the press release this morning as I gave it to him over the phone as he transcribed it. But to help us get that press release out to everybody. And if you're media interested in talking to one of these guys, in the evening before the event, you can email Aaron at Infowars.com. Forgot to give you that duty. You're in the press release. I need you to watch that this weekend. I know you're also going out to Willie's place with me and Ventura Sunday morning, you and Rob. But I also need you to watch that for media, because I don't want to just have a press conference and then have some ne'er-do-wells show up. And yes, ne'er-do-wells, we're aware of you. Whoever the ne'er-do-wells are. And so we can do that. Dealing with 9/11 truth, the war, all of it. Also Farm Aid. Robert Groden, I'm going to come back in the next segment and jam in three or four calls for you. But right now in the short one, where our breaks worked, most of them are in the first half hour. More about the interesting, you know, perspective of being one of the chief advisors and people on the film JFK in Dallas, filming part of it in Dallas, shooting it there at Dealey Plaza. You talk about all this harassment you go through now and over the years, you know, 80-something tickets, hundreds, 400-something harassments. Were you guys harassed there? Were there any dirty tricks there? Was Stone ever threatened?
No, he wasn't, but the thing is he has a much higher public profile than I do. The thing is that he wasn't really on his own. He had a whole backing, you know, all of it, of the film production company and everything.
Yeah, entourage.
Well, the thing is that, you know, they were basically buying, you know, Warner Brothers was buying the time there. We had private security. We had public security. We had paid an incredible amount of money to be able to film in Dealey Plaza. And there was actually a formal vote taken within the city council whether to allow or not allow Ollie to shoot there. And it cost a lot of money, and I guess greased the city's coffers, as it were, to get permission to do it.
But Warner Brothers, Hollywood's pretty establishment. I mean, the backstory, the inside baseball scoop on that. I mean, how did Stone get that film made? I mean, it's powerful.
Well, the thing is, no one had done anything on it ever, and he had the power to do it, and he had massive name stars. If you look at the cast of that movie, it's astonishing. Kevin Costner, Sissy Spacek, Tommy Lee Jones, Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau, and on and on and on. Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, as I said.
Well, the more I study the JFK, I mean, I've always known a lot about it, but nothing like you, the more I realize, you know, the big hoo-hoo, how-how or whatever, I mean, it's all really from reality. I mean, it's all from things that were seen or videotaped or filmed. I mean, that thing is super accurate.
Well, you're absolutely right. People just don't tend to understand that. I hear a lot of complaints saying that it was all Hollywood and Oliver made up a lot of stuff. That's not true at all. There's a book out there called JFK, The Book of the Movie, and it's the entire script, and it's completely annotated. Everything that is mentioned in the movie is shown in the book, you know, where it came from, who said what the actual testimony was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a little bit of fudging the facts a little bit where it came to witnesses, for instance. If there were six or seven witnesses that all said one or two things,
you would condense it down into one person.
There you go.
I mean, that's what Hollywood has. It's like the Patriot isn't just the Swamp Fox. He's two other people from South Carolina with the Swamp Fox. So it's basically all true, or 98% of it. It's just condensed into one character for the cinematic and literary reasons. Just amazing that he was able to make that film. You know, knowing being quote an expert on George Bush, and I really studied it a lot. Seeing W, it's all completely accurate, stunningly accurate. The way they talk, the mannerisms, what they say, but it's lying by omission, different from JFK because it's what they leave out in W. It's a travesty. Have you seen W?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's a travesty.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I know it couldn't possibly ever be as good as JFK was. But, as I said, I admired President Kennedy. I was a big fan. He was the first politician in my life who I ever admired. And I can't stand George Bush. I truly cannot stand him. I think he's destroyed this country. And, what can you say? I mean, the record speaks for itself.
It does. Final segment, your phone calls, straight ahead with Robert Groden, the premier JFK on-the-ground researcher, the man that brought you the Zapruder film.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
All right, I got to let my guests go in like 7 minutes. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Aaron, you had one more question for or comment for Mr. Grodin.
Well, I was just mentioning behind the scenes, didn't the JFK film itself have a role in, was it the Assassinations Review Board, or had to do with declassifying a lot of relevant documents? Just as a lot of researchers, especially you've led to a lot of stuff getting into the public that would have never been seen if it, you know.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. At the end of the movie JFK, it's mentioned that the records that were being held private until the year 2039. And as a result of that, there was a lot of requests of Congress to do something about it. And the Assassination Records Review Board was named to review and release what could be released, all documents relating to the JFK assassination. It's called the JFK Records Act. And they actually existed for, I think, 3 years. They interviewed me on 5 separate days. I was actually spent, 70-some-odd hours being questioned about the autopsy photographs and the photographic evidence of the Kennedy case, the films, and what have you. Because outside of the Zapruder film, it was I who released all of the other films as well, 122 different films of the assassination and the autopsy pictures. And within my last two books, which was the killing of a president and the search for Lee Harvey Oswald, I released 1,200 photographs. And the new book will have 800, which will bring the total up to about 2,000.
No, it's there's no doubt we can say that you are the grand poobah, the Mac Daddy, the big kahuna when it comes to getting the info out. Let's jam in some quick phone calls. Ray in Texas, go ahead.
Mr. Broden?
Alex, yes.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Mr. Broden, back when you said George Bush Sr. was director of the CIA, the CIA needed money to build, they're called DUM, Deep Underground Military Bases. And what they did is they couldn't funnel the money, they couldn't funnel money through Congress because that would be like going through the people. So what they did is they approached George Bush Sr. because he had the first offshore drilling rigs. He owns Zapata Oil here in Texas. And they started the whole cocaine running. They would bring the drugs onto the oil rigs and then into America. Didn't have to go through customs.
Well, sir, let me just stop you. The Russell Trust set up Skull and Bones as an opium monopoly. And the British East India Company and these same families have been bringing the drugs in here forever. And they were bringing, they were engaged in narcotics trafficking in World War II. So to say that George, but just go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, my point is the connection with JFK. Now, when they did this, hold on a second. What it comes down to is, okay, they built the deep underground military bases and they funneled money through Congress. Kennedy found out about this. He found out about the drug situation, and he found out about this alien situation. He gave them 2 weeks to tell the American people about the alien situation and to get rid of the drugs. 3 days later, he was dead.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call, Ray. I'm just not gonna go there, but thank you. Let's talk to Nelson in L.A. You're on the air with our guest, Robert.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Hi. My question was, I've got the documentary of the James Files confession. I wanted to know if that was is there any validation with that?
The James Files situation is an open question. I tend to believe at least the majority of it, simply because here's a guy who's telling a story that can be checked out, or a great deal of it can be checked out. And the government refuses to find out if it's true or not. They won't investigate it. And I think the reason why they're not is because they're afraid that they'd find out that it is true. I tend not to immediately dismiss anything along that line. And here's a guy who's telling a story that most of it can be proven. The only part that can't be proven is his personal stuff. And, maybe it is true. Give him a couple of lie detector tests.
All right.
He's telling the
truth. Thank you, Nelson. We got to move faster to get to everybody. What about Madeleine Duncan Brown?
I knew Madeleine for years. She and I had known each other, not the same way that Lyndon knew her, but I tended to believe her story.
Do you think they killed their son with that fast acting cancer?
Well, it's possible. I only spoke to Stephen once. Lyndon's son.
She was admittedly his mistress. I mean, that's on record.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is that will we ever know all of that story? I don't know. But, Madeleine swore under oath before Congress that Lyndon told her about the assassination before it happened. And I tend to believe it.
Okay. Ronnie in L.A. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yeah, what's up, Alex? First off, I want to thank you guys for your work. I just had a quick comment on how controlled the media is and how all this ties in together and how scripted, everything is. Because there's no question JFK assassination was an inside job, 9/11 was an inside job, no doubt. All evidence points that way. But it's funny how, speaking of the W movie, how you said on your quick review on Monday or Sunday, you said that how they built up Colin Powell as if he was this like genius or hero. And then on Monday, you turn on the TV and, he has this, all the media outlets, they're just, they have him, this well-prepared speech on how he endorses Obama. And,
yeah, you got Schwarzenegger endorsing Obama. You've got Powell doing it. I mean, all the front men, it tells you who they want. I'm not saying go for McCain either. The point is they're going to sucker everybody big time. Thanks for the call here. Let's take one last call. Rick in Texas, go ahead. Yeah, Rick, you want to go on there?
Yeah, thanks. I didn't know you. Hey, in your book, there's a picture of the limousine speeding away from the school book depository. Then you blow it up and look at the people on the street, and there's Oswald on the street dressed in his clothes he was arrested in. Can you speak to that? Can you talk about maybe if there's enough time for him to get off the street and into that lunchroom?
If you're talking about the man in the doorway of the depository, it's not Lee Oswald. It's Billy Lovelady. Billy Lovelady looked very much like Lee Oswald from the front. From the side, he looked nothing like him. And I presented pictures from both the side, the front and the side. At the time that picture was taken, the actual moment that was taken, Lee was on the second floor talking to a woman named Geraldine Reed. Mrs. Reed testified to the Warren Commission about this, and they told her to keep her mouth shut. She has just recently passed away, and there's a whole chapter in my new book relating to what she said.
All right. But why? I have a question. Why did they kill the Dallas cop that looked just like Oswald? Do you think he was some type of double or involved?
Well, J.D. Tippit, the cop you're talking about, didn't look all that much like President Kennedy, really. They were, you know, both slim build and like that. But I think the reason why they killed Officer Tippit was in order to link Oswald to something that the Dallas police would care about. They wouldn't care about the assassination of President Kennedy.
So that was meant to get them hyped up to go along with later killing him.
There you go. So that the warning shot, when Oswald was finally found, would find its mark.
So that's a false flag, again, to get the cops stirred up, manipulate them.
That's what I think. I mean, don't forget, Officer Tippit was killed with an automatic, and Oswald had a revolver. It was not the same type of
weapon.
Absolutely.
Rick, I got to let you go, and I'm sorry we heard you those calls. We have to let our guests go. I don't want to abuse his time, and I've got some news I want to cover. Robert Grodin, I really appreciate you spending all this time with us, and I can't wait to see you again when we tape with you for a couple days up in Dallas after the this year's anniversary. So I will see you soon, my friend, and thank you for all your tireless work. You're a real champion of liberty and truth.
Thank you, Alex. That's very kind of you. So are you, certainly.
All right. God bless you and take care of my. Oh, is there any numbers you want to give out to get your books and videos, or is it just the website?
No, just the website. JFKMurder.com is the easiest way. There's an address there. There's an order form. And as soon as the new book is available, it'll be announced on the website.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. There he goes. All right. This is a 14-minute video. I barely have time because of the break to play it. Again, this is a world exclusive here. It's the audio of the video. It's up on Infowars.com. I know a lot of you don't have internet, so I want to play this for you now. Before I do that, though, I wanted to let you know about the people that make this radio show possible. And one of them is the Ecola Blue folks, EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com. Big banner up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to EcolaBlue.com. Atmospheric water generator for the home pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. And it goes through 5 filters after that. This is water that doesn't have fluoride in it, folks. It's hard to get that fluoride out, and it does it because there's none in the atmosphere. 866-585-4044, 1-866-585-4044. Or EcolaBlue.com. You say you didn't get that number? 866-585-4044. EcolaBlue.com. And I also wanted to then tell you about eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continually operated storable foods company. What is it, 27, 28 years now? It's where I've gotten food. It's where I've bought food to give to family who can't afford it. I mean, I have stockpiled food. I believe in this because I'm not going to trust in the government if there's a depression, a recession, a war, a bioweapons release, you know, Easter bunnies from Mars landing, whatever. That's a joke for somebody takes it out of context. I think that you should get storable food. I think these are high quality folks and very affordable, great prices. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banner up on Infowars.com. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this. This is mixed in with the old audio tape from a year ago of E. Howard Hunt with the new video of E. Howard Hunt, and then some more never before heard with his son speaking with myself and Jim Mars in Dallas a few months ago when we were up there taping. So this is a 14-minute piece, PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's super clear and awesome. Everybody else, it's on YouTube, posted on Infowars.com for you right now and PrisonPlanet.com. Here it is.
The first thing that came to me was the audio tape, which he sent to me in January of 2004. He didn't call me and let me know that it was that he was sending it, but one day I just checked my mail, to pick up my mail, and there was a package from my father. There was no explanation of what was on this tape, so I just put the tape in my cassette recorder, and in it he outlines his knowledge of the conspiracy, which was codenamed The Big Event.
I was a bench warmer on it, and I had a reputation for honesty. I think it's essential to refocus on what this information that I've been providing you, and you alone, by the way, consists of. What is important in the story is that we've backtracked the chain of command up through Kornmeyer and laying the doings at the doorstep of LBJ.
He was sick, and he wrote this out, as you can see by the handwriting, with great difficulty. It's a little hard to read some of it, but at the top here we have the initials LBJ, which of course was a vice president at the time. Below this we have Kornmeyer, who was a CIA officer. Below that, we have a named David Morales, who was also a CIA. I don't know if he was official CIA, but I'm certainly heard his name before in relation to contract work that he did with the CIA. I think he was a pretty serious guy, a guy capable of doing just about anything. To the right, the next name is Bill Harvey, who was a very flamboyant CIA man, carried around a couple pistols in his belt at all times, was a heavy drinker. And below at the bottom it says French gunman Grassy Knoll.
I mean, you've said now that David Phillips apparently met with Oswald in Mexico City before the assassination. You've said that Bill Harvey may very well have recruited a French or Corsican gunman to shoot. And you've also said that Kornmeyer had a motive in that his wife was having an affair with John F. Kennedy.
I heard from Frank that LBJ had designated Kornmeyer Jr. to undertake a larger organization while keeping it totally secret. I think that LBJ settled on Meyer as a... as an opportunist, parent like himself, a parent, and a man who had very little left to him in life ever since JFK had taken Cord's wife as one of his mistresses. And, of course, could not number Kornmeyer among JFK's admirers. Quite the contrary.
So now you have three CIA officials who had, let's say, the means, motive, and opportunity, or some connection to kill Kennedy.
That's true.
But Johnson had Johnson, as we all know, was a very corrupt president.
Yeah.
Very capable of doing evil deeds, don't you think?
Unquestionably,
and if he wanted something done, he may have turned to someone like Bill Harvey,
right,
who was also extremely corrupt,
right,
and a psycho, basically.
Yeah. Yes. I could just visualize Harvey and LBJ forming a kind of a thieves compact between them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that LBJ was an opportunist, and if it was not hesitated to get rid of obstacles in his way, I think that his later career exemplified that. the vice president,
right,
had the most to gain.
Yeah.
And he was in a position where he could bring in people like Kornmeyer and others of interest and get their take on different things and then in turn issue instructions. There was nobody with the leverage that LBJ had, no competitor. He was the vice president, and if he wanted to get rid of the president, then he had ability to do so by corrupting different people in CIA. And he had to do it with the limitations of CIA because there was no other group that honored, I could use that term, that honored the clandestine limitations the way CIA did. They could do something, turn their back on it, move on to something else.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
They could do something, turn their back on it, move on to something else. It was not like a military. There was no accounting in that sense. And we know that LBJ had an unlimited ambition. And we know that he was a corrupt individual. And that the dollar sign was very important to him. As vice president, he didn't have the leverage that a president did or would. And so that was an attractive goal for LBJ. He did not want his career to come to an end as vice president. Who knows about vice presidents? It was very, very important to him that he take advantage as to the extent that he could as vice president, because just a few things had to be accomplished. He had to kill Kennedy, have him killed, I should say, and be guilt-free himself. Then he could go on and do what he wanted to do as president of the United States. It was a very tempting and almost a logical move on his part. I keep thinking about Bill Harvey. Mm-hmm. Call Harvey and say, look, there are some things I want to have done. I mean, Harvey didn't want just an additional CIA salary. He wanted to move on. Mm-hmm. And LBJ could do that for him. If he were president,
right.
He couldn't do much for Harvey or anybody as vice president. That was why he used Harvey as the being available and corrupt. It was very easy for even the vice president to start working with Harvey or anybody else. Just say, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. Mm-hmm. And making sure that they had money that was not their own to do whatever the LBJ wanted to have done. So that when the president was assassinated, the vice president was right there and ready to move along. It doesn't speak well for our democracy at that particular time. He, in my opinion, had an almost maniacal urge to become president. He regarded JFK as...
There's about 5-6 minutes left, and again, it goes back into the new footage, and then it cuts back into the old audio. But this is very important. It needs to be seen. We aired about 60-70% of it here today. We've got hours and hours of it, but that's the main stuff, you know, admitting they killed JFK there. That's the kind of stuff that'll get a hit team down here. But footage is there, and there's nothing new, government. There's nothing else. There it is. But we shouldn't have sat on it that long, and we're going to put it in the film a lot more. But I'm just not going to let that sit around here. It needs to get out now. And I think Robert Grodin needs not be sitting on the stuff he's got. I've seen it. It's unbelievable. But his book's coming out, so c'est la vie. We had Grodin on for 2.5 hours, roughly. And I covered a lot of news, of course, in the first hour as well on a host of important issues and took a bunch of phone calls. So it was a really good radio show today on this Thursday edition, the 23rd of October, 2008. And on the AM and FM dial, we'll be back different times of the day and night on stations that air us on the Internet, one place, rebroadcast right now. We'll be back in 1 minute on the streams exclusively at Infowars.com. God bless you all. Have a great day, and thanks to my wonderful crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.